Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone. My name is Joan Matthews, and once again, I'm back on Blog Talk Radio. Praise the name of the living God. Haven't been on for a while. I had my free promotional access was denied, and so anyway. To make a long story short, I just want to thank God that I'm back on. And, you know, there is so much happening in the world around us. So many things are happening. The darkness is covering the earth and gross darkness is covering the people. But right now, I just want to give God the glory. I just want to give him the honor and the praise, because he is worthy to be praised. He is worthy to be honored. He's worthy to be glorified. Father, I just want to thank you, Lord God, for bringing us thus far, for bringing us to this point in our life. There are many who didn't make it to today. And today is Friday, November the 24th, 2017. Glory to God in the highest. Praise your holy precious name, Lord God. Have mercy on us, Lord God, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Deliver us from evil. You know, there's a reason why Yeshua told us to pray. That prayer including delivering us from evil, because there is evil in the world. And there is an evil that surround us every single day. Death, dying, destruction. The heathens are raging and they're imagining vain things. The leaders of this world are getting more evil every day. Family members, like Yeshua said, your enemies will be those of your own household. And so family members are getting, you know, to be the enemies of your own household. And like Yeshua said, if you are buffeted or if you are being punished because you have done evil, then what good is it? But then if you are punished for righteousness' sake, for just bringing forth the truth of Yeshua, of God, if you are punished for that, and if you are being, you know, cast out of the family for righteousness' sake, he said we should take it patiently, with patience, and we should glorify God, because Yeshua suffered the same fate for us. So, you know, this is what's happening in the world today. The Bible is being fulfilled like at lightning speed every single day, every day. And I'm just tired. It's been a long journey, and I'm tired, and I just can't wait to go home to meet my love, my only love, the only love of my life, the only friend that I will ever have. It's funny because in this life, friends come and friends go, and when you think, oh, yeah, this is my best friend, and you know, well, you will know that a best friend is going to be a friend forever, and they talk to you, and they are there for you, and they love you for who you are. There is no greater friend than Yeshua, a Mashiach, Jesus Christ. Now, I just want to talk about a vision that I had. I remember just lying on my bed and meditating on the Lord, and just thinking back on certain people in my circle, certain family members and friends, and just thinking how I would tell them about the Lord and the things that he has revealed to me. And I will tell them about you know, what the things that God has showed me, and just give them the hardcore truth of the Lord, of His commandments, of, you know, the things He said in His Word, nothing of the flesh. And I remember that as I tell my family and friends these things, I was told that I am crazy. I was told that I am, you know, nuts. I need help. And literally, they avoid me. Literally, they avoid certain family members and friends avoid me like a plague. And just because, you know, I'm telling the truth about what God has revealed and about the truth of what's written in the Bible. But anyway, as I lay on the bed and I closed my eyes and I started just thinking about it. And in my heart, I said, Father, what's going to happen to them? To these people who literally throw out your word, your commandments, your laws, your truth, your sayings, what is going to happen to these people? And as I said those words in my heart, immediately I was taken up on a high place. And as I was taken up on this high place, I looked down. And as I looked down, I saw a sea of people before me, as far as the eyes can see. And those people, they were gray. They were all gray. They had no color to them. Everything about the people were gray. And there were, like, literally thousands and thousands, maybe millions. And I really and truly couldn't, you know, make of who are these people and why are they gray? And their head was cast down. They, like, really didn't, like, they didn't have any life at all in them. And as I looked and I thought within myself, I didn't speak it out loud. I thought within myself, who are these people, Lord? That's what I said in my heart. And immediately the Lord said, and in my heart, I'm saying to myself, you know, I'm thinking it, but I'm not, you know, voicing it. I'm thinking it, I'm saying, but why are they gray? And you know how the Lord, He hears our thoughts. He knows our thoughts before we can even voice them. And I see someone holding, welcome, caller. Anyways, I thought within myself, but why are they gray? And, you know, as soon as I said that in my heart, Father said, you know, He said, many of them are dead to me. And as He said that, my heart just sank. And I said, Father, I just shook my head back and forth, and I said, no. And I said, Lord God, I said, what do you want me to do? What can I do to help them? And the Lord said to me, He said, I sent them you. They rejected you. I sent them other teachers and prophets too. They rejected them also. He said, the Lord said, many of them are dead to me. He said, they have no desire to love me, neither do they have any desire to seek me. He said, many of them are going to church thinking that they're doing me a favor. He said, but there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. He said, I follow them everywhere they go. I stand outside of the doors of their heart and I knock. They will not let me in. Just imagine that. The Lord following His people everywhere they go. And He's waiting upon us. He's waiting upon His people, those of our heart. Jesus Christ said, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. He said, if you will open and let me in, I will come in and sup with you. And you see, God, he said, I am not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, folks, I'm just saying that the church, the so-called church, that place that people go to gather together, that they call church, the Lord is saying it's dead. He said, many of them are dead to me. He said, they have no desire to love me, neither do they have any desire to seek me. When Jesus Christ, Yeshua, said, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said that in John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Jump down to verse 21. He said, he that keep my commandments, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me, and he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him, or I will show myself to him, or I will reveal myself to him. So he said, how is he going to reveal himself to us? It is when we keep his commandments. When we keep his commandments, we show that we love him. And Judas said, Lord, how is it that you are going to, that you will manifest yourself or show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words. Everything I say, he will keep them and he will do them. And he will honor them. That shows love. That shows respect. That shows honor to the Lord. Jesus said, if a man love me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our home with him, our abode with him. And we, me, the Father, me, Yeshua, the Father, and the Spirit will come unto that person, and we will make our home in that person. That's why Yeshua is standing at the doors of our heart, and he's knocking, and he's knocking. And he's asking us to let him in so that he can come in and take up residence in our life, be the head of our heart and our home. The Word of God said that our body is the temple of the Lord. We were created in Christ for good work before the foundation of the world. Our body belongs to God. Our heart belongs to God. Our mind belongs to him. I usually pray, Father, in the name of Yeshua, I give my mind to you. Because you know, folks, our mind is the high throne. It is the throne of Yeshua, of his Holy Spirit, where he sits in us and rules and reign from that high place in us. And our body is that temple, but we have to open up our heart, our mind, our soul, our spirit. We have to open up ourselves to him and let him in willingly, lovingly, let him in so he can come into our life, rule and reign from our heart. Folks, if we don't do that, God is not, our Heavenly Father, he's not presumptuous. He's not going to break the doors of our heart down. He's not going to arrest you and bring you to a place and force himself on you. We have to want him. We have to desire him. Folks, he already did everything for us. He has already given us everything. Our Heavenly Father have already given us all that we need to exist and to carry on in this world. He have already given us everything. Himself. He put himself in a body. He have already given us all, everything. His love, his grace, mercy. And what we have to do is to simply accept what he have already given us, and and walk in that truth and walk in that gift and operate in that power and that gift and that might that you have given to us. We run around as if we don't know anything. We run around as if we are toothless tigers, as if we have no power and we have no strength, and we run around being scared and being, receiving every wind of doctrine from Tom, Dick, and Harry, and wondering, oh, is it true that, we need to just seek God, we need to run to Him, just go into our closet, into our rooms, and just shut the door behind us and fall on our face and just give Him our all and just pray, pray, and pray. I remember the Lord said to me, He said, call unto me night and day in sackcloth and ashes to show yourself approved. I know for a while I have been so tired and so much have happened in my life, which I will touch on another time. But Satan is like a roaring lion because he knows that his time is near. The end of his rule and reign here upon this earth is at an end. And he's vicious. He's killing and maiming and causing a havoc on this earth. And folks, the sad part about it is that we are letting Satan and his demons and his fallen angels come in and work through us and in us to further his agenda, to further his kingdom and to destroy for us and destroy each other. We are allowing him. Mostly, I'm accusing the so-called church that's out there. And yeah, my question is who is the church and where is the church? Well, if we read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, I like reading the KJV. It tells us in verse 17 of Revelation chapter 12, and the dragon was wroth with the woman. The dragon was angry with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. The remnant of her seed, those of us who are here in the last days, we are the remnant of the woman, the bride, or the church. So it says that the dragon, Satan, was angry at the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. And who is the remnant? Who is this remnant of the woman? Well, if I continue on in that verse, it says that Satan went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So you see, the church or the woman or the bride, it is they who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. They don't just keep the commandments, but they testify. They testify of the same. They proclaim it. They encourage others to do the same, to keep the commandments of God. That's the bride. That's who Satan is after, folks. Read it, Revelation chapter 12, verse 17. Read the whole chapter. The woman, the remnant of the bride, Satan hates the commandment keepers and those who testify and tell others to do the same. When I tell others about the commandments of God and about the Sabbath day, man, it's like I am like the worst person ever to be born on planet Earth. I mean, people literally would just go off on me. They're literally tearing me to shreds. And these are people who are so-called Christians. They want to kill me. If I do mention the commandments, if I do mention the Sabbath, meanwhile, Yeshua said in his word, this is the New Testament. Yeshua said in John chapter 14, verse 15, he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that keep my commandments, he that have my commandments and keep them, he it is that love me. And he that love me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. And if you jump down to chapter 23, he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words, all my words. And my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and we will set up our home in him, make our abode with him. Verse 24, he that love me not, he that love me not, keep not my saying. And the words which you hear is not mine, but my Father which sent me. Folks, Jesus is coming back soon. Yeshua is coming back. And he is coming for a spotless bride. And he's coming for those who honor him. Those who love him and keep his commandments. Those who honor his word and keep his word. And don't just keep it, but do it. To keep it is actually to do it and to protect it. When we keep the commandments of God, when we keep his sayings and do them, and when we protect, we're actually protecting the word of God by keeping it alive and by keeping it from anyone adding to it or taking away from it. What an honor to the Most High God when we keep his word safe within our heart and we tell others about it, whether they want to believe it or not. I really don't care. This is the word of God. This is the written word of God. You know, the Bible, the word of God said to study to show ourselves approved. Let me tell you something. I've never kept the Sabbath day before in my entire life. I went to a Seventh-day Adventist high school, and for years they were trying to recruit me into becoming a Seventh-day Adventist. But that's one thing of trying to recruit somebody to become a Seventh-day Adventist if you don't know the meaning of what it means to be a Seventh-day Adventist. And that have nothing to do with God. Because being a Seventh-day Adventist have nothing to do with the Sabbath day. But actually, honoring the Sabbath day have everything to do with God. Let me tell you something. One day, how I came to start honoring the Sabbath day, I literally saw myself in the mirror. For the first time, I didn't see the flesh Joan. I saw the spiritual me. And I stared at myself, and all of a sudden, I didn't know who I was, not physically, but spiritually. I literally started crying. And I said, Lord God, who am I? Where did I come from? And who are you, Lord? And I was being honest when I said to the Lord, Lord, I don't know who you are. I don't know who I am. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know where I came from. And I said, Lord, I need help. I need to know who I am. I need to know who you are. And I read in your word that we are to love you with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind. And I said, Lord, Father, I don't think I've ever loved you. I don't know what it means to love you. Because love is not a word. It's a state of being. You have to literally become love. We have to become love like God is love. He is a powerful force of love. That's the way I can explain it. He's love. He's fire burning love. He's all consuming love. He's agape love. He's love. He's just love. And I said, Father, I don't know. I don't think I've ever loved you. And I don't know how to love you. And my heart desire is to love you with all my heart, soul, and mind, but I don't know how. And I just don't want to know about your love. I want to experience your love. I want to know what it means to love you. And I want to experience you, your love in me. And I said, Father, I don't know how to love you. I don't know what it means to love you. Teach me how to love you. And then all of a sudden, as I said those words, I heard in my heart, if you love me, keep my commandments. Yes. The Lord would literally quote in scriptures to me, John chapter 14, verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. And in my heart, I said, I didn't speak it out, but I just said in my heart, Lord, have I not kept your commandments? And as I said that, I heard, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day. And I was really shocked to hear that and you know the funny thing about it is that when God convicts us of sin, when God convicts us of something, when he confronts us with something, there is something inside of us that we cannot deny. We can never deny. I say, Lord, no, that's not true. When the Lord said to me, you have not kept my holy Sabbath day, all I can say at that moment was, I am guilty, Lord. I am guilty. I have never kept your Sabbath day. And I don't know how to keep it. I don't even know what it means to keep your Sabbath day. I've never kept it. I don't know what it means to keep it, and I don't know why I should keep it. And I said, Father, why is it so important for me to keep the Sabbath day? What is it to you? Why? I don't have no idea why I should keep it. And I said, I am guilty of not keeping it. And Father, I will keep your Sabbath day, but would you please teach me everything that I know about the Sabbath day, why I should keep it, and why is it so important for me to keep the Sabbath day? Would you teach me everything that I need to know about the Sabbath day? And folks, let me tell you something. It was then that the Lord started waking me up. 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the morning, mostly on a early Saturday morning, Sabbath morning, mostly. But sometimes throughout the day, just constantly going throughout the day, we'd be washing dishes or doing laundry or doing cooking or something. I'd be doing something when the Lord would write. He would just write these things up on my heart, in my mind. You know when the scripture said, and the Lord said in the last days, I will write my laws upon their heart and put it on their mind, and they shall not part from me or sin against me. And they shall be a people to me, and I shall be a God. Well, that's what it felt like the Lord was literally writing upon the tablets of my heart. I kind of like a download of information in my spirit. And I had to get up and just write down everything. And I wrote about maybe 6 or 7 articles a day, and all divine revelation, mind you. Nothing came from the flesh, and everything is backed up by scriptures. I mean, I'm coming to the end of this episode on the 90 seconds left, but I will continue on with this. But my point is, folks, I'm telling you that we are admonished by the Father, by Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, to keep the commandments of God, to keep his laws, to keep his precepts and his statutes, to keep his sayings. And, you know, in Exodus chapter 31, verse 13, it said, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily, my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you, throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord that do sanctify you. So you see, the Sabbath day is a sign between us and God. And some will argue, oh, well, he was talking about the children of Israel. Really? God is the God of all. Jesus Christ said, there is heaven, there is neither Jew nor Gentile, there is male nor female. And there is neither Jew nor Gentile, male nor female. So you see, God is not respect of person. We are all one, he said, in Christ. There's no segregation when it comes to the doing the things of God. So, folks, this is my admonition to you. Read the Word of God. Study to show yourself approved. Seek God for the truth. Seek and be honest with Him. Be honest to Him. He knows our heart. Our heart can be so deceiving above all things. It can deceive us. Our own heart can deceive us. Just seek Him for the truth. Just ask Him to show you the truth. You don't have to take my word for it. Everything is written in the pages of the Bible. We just have to study it for ourselves. I love you all fervently. The end is near. Jesus is coming back soon. The church are those who keep the commandments of God and do testify to others about it, whether or not people like to hear it or not. It is the truth. And we have to tell the truth as it is. The word of God is a sharp two-edged sword. It cuts and it pierces the heart, the bone, and the marrow. Separate the truth from the lies. And we have to do what our Father called us to do, what Yeshua called us to do. Speak the truth. Jesus Christ is the truth. There can be nothing but the truth. You know, the end is near. Repent and turn away from your sins before it's too late. Give God the glory. Give Him your heart, your soul, your mind, all of who you are, all of you, everything, body, mind, and soul. That's it. I will try to go on again tomorrow and finish speaking on this, because there's a lot more to talk about the church and who the church is and how Satan has usurped the church. And like the word of God said in Revelation, Satan has, he have his seat in the highest place in the church, in the seat of the congregation. That's where he usurped the praise of the Most High God, and people are fooled into thinking that they're praising God, but they're literally praising Lucifer. So folks, that's another topic. I love you, but most of all, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, He loves you so very much, and He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Okay, bye now, until talk to you soon, and thank you, caller, for listening in. I don't know who you are. Maybe you can go in the chat room and say hi. And I'll talk to you another time, maybe tomorrow. I'll try and log on tomorrow. Bye. Jesus loves you very much.